Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning and happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And your time check, it's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 7:34. Coming up, President Trump announces another travel ban. We'll dig into that. But first, Senator Rick Scott joins us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going?
It is always a pleasure to talk to you. And I want to get your take on the big, beautiful bill. Is it good? Can the Senate improve it? And what if it fails?
Well, it's big. It's a bill, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure it's beautiful. I am all in for the Trump agenda. We've got to secure the border, make sure we have the greatest military, make sure we make the Trump tax cuts permanent. The president's committed to balancing the budget, and part of it will be this bill, and part of it will be our budget process. So I'm going to do everything I can to get spending under control, to make sure that we get interest rates down and inflation under control.
Is there a way to get this bill through where it doesn't raise debt or deficit over a 10-year period?
Yeah. I mean, you have to decide we're not going to continue to do what's happened the last 4 years. In the last 5 years, we've had a 53% increase in our federal spending and a 2% increase in population. That makes no sense. So you do what I did when I was governor. You do what you do. You look at, hey, this is what I'm going to make. We're not spending more than that. And so that's what we have to do, too. We said that probably, the taxpayers have said they're not going to give us more than $5.5 trillion. That's a lot of money. You know what our job is? Allocate it. Don't spend more. Don't borrow any more money. Don't borrow any more money. And that's all doable. I did it as governor. I went through. Florida had not lived within its means, but 1 year in 40 years before I became governor. And guess what? They said, hey, this is what our revenue is going to be. I said, our expenses will be less. And I did it every year for 8 years, and it paid off a third of the state debt. So this is all doable. You do it. Your family does it. I mean, it's not that hard. And we know what we're going to get in revenues. We have a really good idea what we're going to get. Guess what? Don't spend more than that. That's how you do it.
Were you surprised that Elon Musk came out, and he was very unhappy with this bill? Does he understand reconciliation, that you've got kind of guardrails there, that you can't dig into some of the fixed spending, at least through reconciliation?
Well, 70% of the spending up here we could do through reconciliation. 70. I mean, let me give an example. Not one of us voted for the Green New Deal stuff. Okay? Get rid of it. Depending on what you look at, somewhere between $1.3 and $1.7, I think, $1 trillion over the next 10 years. All right. Next, why are we paying, spending more money to take care of able-bodied adults that don't want to work, when Medicaid was set up to take care of poor kids and people with chronic illness? Why is that making sense? Why does New York get paid three times as much money as Florida for each Medicaid recipient. I mean, this is not that hard. Go through the line. Go through every line of the budget. You look at what Elon did with DOGE. He showed there is a massive, massive waste. You wouldn't believe, Bobby, you should come up here. When I walked, I live right next to the Capitol, right? I walked, half a block to the Capitol. There at 9 o'clock, there will be a line of 100 people coming in to the Capitol. And you know what they want? Hey, I heard there's some free money up here. Can I get some of that free money? Where's that free money? I mean, that's all this is. You wouldn't believe the waste. So Elon Musk is right. We have got to get our balance our budget. Trump wants to balance the budget. The question is whose responsibility it is? It's Congress. We have to start doing our job, doing oversight, looking at every dime. And when we do, we'll get a balanced budget. We can do part of it through reconciliation, 70%. We could do the reconciliation, 70.
Do you think you could get Senator Rand Paul to support it?
Well, Rand's issue is simply he hates the debt ceiling. Me too. I don't like to raise the debt ceiling. You know how you don't have to raise the debt ceiling? Balance the budget.
Yeah, but how long would it take to balance the budget for real?
What you can balance it. So all you have to do is go back to pre-pandemic spending. I have to go back to spending what we did 5 years ago. That's all you have to do. How hard can that be?
I don't understand why it's not your fault. You're a senator, but why can't the House do that? Go back to pre-pandemic spending, present a bill that basically reflects and mirrors what we had then.
You know, what I've watched as governor and what I watched this, people hate being responsible for the budget. Now, they, giving away somebody else's money, I think people seem to enjoy it. I know that that's somebody else's money. I know that every dime we spend here, somebody had to work their butt off to make that money to spend it to it. I know that. And so I think about this all the time. But a lot of people, they've never been in business. They've never had to think this way. I mean, but I know that for people I grew up in a poor family like a lot of us did. What's happening to these families now, when the interest rates are so high, when inflation is up, it's hurting them immensely. So, and we got to go here, get to work. We have 50 million people in this country working age and not working. Get your butt off the couch and go get a job.
I mean, I can hear people basically cheering from their couches or from inside their cars right now, totally agreeing with you as I do. But why can't we get it done? So-called conservatives stand for these principles that you just talked about, and yet we can't get them to agree on anything and get it done.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard. Everybody has some pet something or other, right? I don't believe in earmarks. I said, my job is to represent everybody in this country. But I'm sick and tired of programs being set up for California and New York and Illinois and these places that just suck money out of the federal government. And so I'm putting my foot down. I'm saying I'm not doing that. So, but guess what? A lot of people just like, why are we? Bob, to give an example, why do as a federal taxpayer, why do you get a discount for any state taxes like this, these state and local taxes? Why? That means the federal government subsidizes state and local government. Why are we doing that? I thought, look, here's the way I look at it. If you have a local government and they want certain things, then pay for it. Tax the citizens there.
Yeah,
if they don't want to be raise their taxes, don't pay for it. The state should do the same thing.
I agree with that.
And
the citizens would then hold their leaders more accountable, local leaders.
But don't come to me. Come to me and say, hey, I've got a local city street I'd like you to pay.
Right.
No. Go to your local citizen. And because, when it gets up here, by the time it gets to a person, there's so much waste.
Senator, I got you, I think we're in total agreement here. Asymmetrical warfare from China. I'm very concerned. Now we have solar panels that have come in that have rogue communication devices. When are we going to get serious about dealing with China?
when every citizen in this country opens their eyes and says, quit, if a box comes to their house and says, made in China, send it back. Yeah. Everybody thinks the federal government's going to solve this problem. Guess what? They're destroying your life. They might have killed your kid with fentanyl, right? All right. But they are surveilling us. They steal our jobs. They steal our technology. And every American ought to wake up and say, Amazon, if you don't put on that on your website where that stuff's made, I'm stopping to buy stuff from Amazon.
Yeah.
If every person, I get so sick and tired of what everybody wants to do is, oh, there's some new federal law. Guess what? I got one passed that said there's no Chinese panels. Guess what? Biden waived it.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you can find products.
Biden just waives it. I mean, you pass this stuff. I bust my butt to pass this. Why would we ever allow a Chinese drone in this country? Why would we ever buy a Chinese stock? Why do we allow Chinese stocks on our stock exchange? Why do you buy garlic that's made in sewer water in China and put it on and put it in your food? Wake up! They're trying to kill us,
Senator. I applaud you, and I hope that you can push that kind of agenda forward. Do what you can to get it done in the Senate, and we appreciate your time, and we hope you are successful. We really do, Senator Rick
Scott.
We will be. Yeah, thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. Well, I mean, you can't argue with anything that he said. I'm in total agreement now. Can he get enough senators on board to get this stuff passed?
Because each one of them is just one.
70% of the spending, he says, you can work with and still be within the bounds of reconciliation. Huh. All right. Hey, look, I'm still green. And when you're green, you grow. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I'm not ripe. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got plenty to talk about, including Trump's travel ban next on 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.